All right. Good evening, Toby, and those who will be joining us soon.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good
Now
to see
I have to really like pay attention.
you. There was one week, I think, where I had to reschedule and I knew it wasn't going to work, but I just needed to get it in. And I was just talking to myself on Zoom. So this is still one better.
I would think this would be a good night because there's like no conflicting classes at the shul.
Right. Usually people's the issue is that Thursday night is a cooking night for Shabbos.
Right.
So
I
now we
mean,
don't
it's
have
horrible.
that. I don't know.
I'm
But
very
okay.
happy tonight.
All right, but we're here. So let's do this. We're on Chav Zayin Mabez, 27B. We're at Tanya Rabbi Eliezer. Okay.
Oh, give me a chance. Hold on.
Sure. Quarter way
Okay,
down.
yeah, okay, because it's near the bottom of B1. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. So just the context of this is that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham have a machlokas whether you should be using the same sukkah for all of sukkahs, or like the Chachamim say, it's just about having a sukkah that's ra'oit with stay up 7 days, but you don't need to use the same sukkah. So Tani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kishem Sh'ein Adam So basically, the same way that you are expected to own your lulav on the first day of Sukkot, it's not sufficient to borrow it. Kach in other yotzei chavos b'sukkasa shachaveiro dechsev chag asukos tassel chashivas yamim mishalcha. The same idea here is that we can infer from the pasuk that also you have to own your sukkah that you are using to be yotzei the mitzvah. And it says 7 days, so that means not just the first day, but all 7 days. That's Rabbi Eliezer's proof text. Now, what would the Chachamim respond? The Chachamim omrim, Afal pi sha'amru ein adam yotzei chavasa b'yom tov harishon b'lavo shel chaveiro. Even
Whoa,
though
Rabbi,
they also,
slower, slower,
oh,
just a
sorry,
little slower.
it's just like a long phrase, but yeah. So the sages say, Afal pi sha'amru ein adam yotzei yidei chavasa b'yom tov harishon b'lavo shel chaveiro. Even though one person, even though you cannot be Yotze, your Chiv on the first day with a lulav that you do not own personally, Aval Yotze Yidei Chovaso, but you will fulfill your obligation Mizukaso Shel Chaveiro with your friend Sukkah Dechsiv, Kol Ha Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukos. So Ezrach refers to those who are the citizens, those who dwell there. Malame Shekol Yisrael Ruuyim Leishi Basukah Achas. This teaches us that every sukkah is worthy of all the Jewish people living in it. Tosafos points out, not all at the same time, obviously, because we can't all fit in there at the same time. But I think there's a lot of darshaning, like a lot of people like to give drashos. I think there's a lot of drashos that come out of this line, right? It sounds very kumbaya, right? It's like everyone's living in the same sukkah together, one big family. You can imagine where people go with that.
But Rabbi, what question? I mean, here, at least in the art school, it says, i.e., they can fulfill their obligation to dwell in the sukkah by sitting in one communal sukkah. I isn't there a difference between communal and a sukkah that belongs to your friend?
So I think basically for our purposes, we're seeing it as a binary. Either you own it or you don't own it. But it's an interesting point you bring up because when we think about Eruvei Chatzeros, when you have a courtyard, we all chip in theory, we all chip in for the box of bread or matzahs. And so, right, you are correct in halacha. We oftentimes do have that kind of middle tier of a communal area, but it seems what the Chachamim are doing here is that they are understanding it as communal to the exclusion of you having to be the personal owner over it. Okay, it's a good deal. There's a long tosis here, so maybe it's somewhere in there. I only briefly scanned over it. All right, now let's see what we're up to. Rabbanan. Hai lecha, my darshi babe, but doesn't say lecha in the pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer has a very great diyuk. It says lecha. That sounds like you have to own it. So what do the rabbanon do with the word lecha? Yivayle lemeute gezula, to the exclusion of a stolen sukkah. Avo sheula ksiv kol ha'ezrach. But whereas sheula is concerned, the words kol ha'ezrach tell us that you can use a borrowed sukkah. And you might be asking, wait, I thought Hamitzvah b'Aveira, et cetera, et cetera. So in the third parak of Sukkah, we're going to talk about stolen lulavim and stolen sukkahs, and we'll get into those details there, God willing. So Rabbi Eliezer, hi kol ezrach my avilei, right? Because the issue is that we have the word lecha in the pasuk, which is exclusive, and we have the words kol ha'ezrach, which is inclusive. So the Rabbanan, who take a more inclusive approach, have to figure out what to do with the word lecha. Rabbi Eliezer has to figure out what to do with the words kol ha'ezrach. So what does he do with the words kol ha'ezrach my avilei? Ivoile that if someone converts in middle of Sukkot, or a boy who becomes bar mitzvah in middle of Sukkot, he sees two pubic hairs. So then, even though at the beginning of Yom Tov he wasn't yet chayv in the mitzvah, and he doesn't have seven consecutive days of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sukkah, nonetheless, it would still count for him. That's what Kol Ezrach comes to include. We did this a while ago. There's a Minchas Chinuch which raised a similar question about what about a ger who converts, or what about a child who becomes bar mitzvah during Sfira? So can they count with the bracha? So it gets that whole question. Do you look at Sfira as one unit? They miss the first few days. That means they can't count with the bracha. Or do we look at it as each and every day is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo? So that's kind of a similar conversation that results from this. But finishing this up, Rabbanan, kimach amru osis suk b'chol shamoed lo itzrich kra. And Rabbanan, since we established in the previous year that they hold that you can even make a sukkah on chol moed, you could sit in a sukkah on chol moed. They didn't need a pasuk to prove this point. So that's how the rabbis and that's how Rabbi Eliezer find proof texts to support their points. Okay, end of that section. Now we're going to be talking about the mitzvah of visiting one's rebbe on chol moed. Tan Rabbanan. So what happened was that Rabbi Eloi went to greet his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. Sorry, went to greet Rabbi Eliezer, his Rebbe in Lud on Sukkos. Amar lo, Eloi, eincha mishovsei haragel. Are you not from those who dwell at home on the holiday? Meaning, you should be at home. Why are you visiting me? Shahai Rabbi Eliezer, therefore we. Rabbi Eliezer was the one who taught, "Mishabeach I praise the lazy people who just stay at home and don't go on Chol HaMoed." No, I'm kidding. He means that you should be spending literally in your sukkah. He's all about spending time in your sukkah. So this is a proof text, spending time with the family, and we'll see how he elaborates on that. That's it. V'samachta ta ubeisecha. It says in the Torah, "You shall celebrate you and your household," referring to your wife and referring to possibly the family. Any though, is this really true? From whence do we know that one is obligated to visit his Rebbe on the holiday? Shinemar, this is basically from Elisha, in which he asks her, "Why are you visiting on a time?" Well, I'll read it. Ma du'a at holecheh elav hayom lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Why are you visiting him, your right, Elisha? On a day that's not Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. Now, it doesn't say a holiday explicitly, but we can infer a holiday is on a higher madrigan than Rosh Chodesh, or, well, than Rosh Chodesh. So, Michlal, to be Chodesh Shabbos, Michaif, and Shilak, Bilei Pei Rabbi. So, why is Rabbi Eliezer reprimanding Rabbi Eloi for visiting on a holiday when there is a well-known halacha to visit one's Rebbe on the holiday? So, lo kashya, hada also va'asabi difference is whether you could visit your Rebbe and make it back in time for dinner with your family, or whether you would not be able to. So if you could visit your Rebbe and as a day trip and then make it back to your family, that's wonderful. But if not, then no. So even though we don't pass, I don't think we pass like this halakhically, but there's certainly a moral message. Again, some a good drasha material there. All right. Now, preservation of characters. We bring them back, sort of. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa, once again, be Rabbi Eliezer. This time, he was the one doing the traveling. Sheshavas begalil ha'elyon besukaso shel Yochanan ben Rabbi Eloi. So now, it's Rabbi Eliezer visiting the son of Rabbi Eloi, who was the visitor originally. Bekesari va'amilat bekesarion. Okay, one of those two places. Begiach chamalasukah, and the son was beating down on the sukkah. Amarlo. Mahu she'efros aleh sadin Should I cover the schach of the sukkah so that the sun will not bother you? Amar lo, he kind of changes the topic of the conversation with a non sequitur, seemingly. Ein lecha kol sheva sheva b'Yisrael shelo himid mimenu shofet. There was no shevet amongst the Jewish people that did not have their own shofet. Higia cham lechati sukkah. The sun reached half the amount of the sukkah. Amar lo, maush efros sanin. Now, do you want me to cover it? Amar lo, he still seems to deflect and ignore him. Ein lecha kol sheva sheva b'Yisrael shelo yatzimenu neviim. There's no tribe of the Jewish people that did not produce their own prophets. And Shevet Yehuda ben Yamin had Midah Malach Malfi Nevi'im. And Shevet Yehuda ben Yamin had prophets that are produced by Nevi'im. Again, seemingly a non sequitur. Higia Chama L'Margalos of Rabbi Eliezer. Eventually, the sun even reached the feet of Rabbi Eliezer. It was inside the whole sukkah. Natal Yochanan Sadin Uperis Alehem. So then Rabbi Yochanan goes ahead. And he covers the sukkah to protect them from the sun. Hifshil Rabbi Eliezer Talisa kind of, I kind of like to imagine like he throws his talis back in like a harumph, and then he leaves the sukkah, the yatza. Now lo flee with varm. Now it's not because he didn't want to really address what Rabbi Eliezer, sorry, what Rabbi Yochanan's question was. Ella, he had a particular minhag. He would never set, tell over something that he did not receive in a Masorah from his Rebbe, a particularly unique practice that he had. So Hechi Avid Hachi, and Yosef Yisukkah. Now, after all this is being said, why do we bring up this whole entire story to get to this question? How is it that Rabbi Eliezer, right? The whole story begins with Rabbi Eliezer traveling to Rabbi Yochanan's sukkah. Wait a minute, I thought Rabbi Eliezer was the one who says stay home on Yontif. So either regel acher havi, it wasn't the Yontif of Sukkos, it was just another Yom Tov, and they sat in huts at other points of the year. I thought Rabbi Eliezer praised those and said you're supposed to stay home on all the holidays. So Shabbos Havi. This all took place on the Shabbos, apparently. Okay. Yes.
I know this is not your kind of thing, but I just got a text. It says from Ambassador Friedman, urgent tefillahs needed, a forward from Rav Dov Cook Shlita ask if everyone could please stop what they are doing now and say the following Prokhmet Tehillim. There is a serious situation going on right now. They found hostages and are fighting neck to neck.
Oh,
And
wow.
then he said he lists the Tehillim to say, Sorrow to vote, please forward to as many contacts as possible. Whatever you decide, Rabbi, we could, I'm sure we could do it after, but I couldn't ignore it.
Sure, we'll finish the Gemara and there's Chus as well, and we'll say a Perek HaTehillim at the end. Is that good? Okay. So we should have them in mind in the Chus of our learning as well, and then we'll say the Perek HaTehillim. Okay. So just to wrap up the Gemara, one last brief point. B'tifshot le'midideh. Now the question is, Rabbi Eliezer, how is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer, his whole, I don't want to say excuse, that seems to have almost a negative connotation, was that he didn't give a psak that was not supported by something he received from his Rebbe. So, but the thing is that Rabbi Eliezer did give a very similar psak. Now, we didn't mention what was Rabbi Eliezer opposed to with covering the schach. Actually, it seems to be not a Hilchos Sukkah issue, but a Hilchos Shabbos issue. This comes up what do you call it, with strollers on Shabbos. This is what I learned after we got our stroller, which is that there's a question about the canopy on a stroller. It constitutes possibly an ohel arai. You're not allowed to make a tent on Shabbos, but this is a temporary tent. But even a temporary tent is also an Isser Darabanan. The question is, can you be mosif on an ohel arai? If there's already a little bit of it up, can you then extend it? And that's usually what we say is okay. So it comes up in the following case. It's not pakak hachalom. It's about a case where basically you have the cover that's going to go, and they didn't exactly have the fancy window shades that we have today, but you want to kind of like stick something in to insert into the window to cover it up. Rabbi Yezer Omer, Bisman Shekasher Atoy Pokim Bo, Vimlav Ain Pokim Bo. When you have, I don't have a good, what's the term they use in the art school? What's the, help me, give me a good English term for it.
For what word?
Just what they're inserting into the window. Some kind of cover or something. Only in the bottom of 27B.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the word.
Yeah.
They just keep using the word shutter,
Okay,
but.
whatever, shutter. You're sticking something in to cover up the window. So Reliezer says that's okay as long as whatever you're using to shutter it is connected to the window in some initial fashion. In either regards, you're allowed to cover it up. Now the question is, wouldn't this case of the chalon be analogous to the case of the sukkah? The same way Rabbi Eliezer says you can be mosif on an ohel arai, you can add to it because it's already partially connected. So too, you should be able to take the canopy that's already a little bit on top of the sukkah and then just spread it the rest of the way over. So the distinction is the difference is that in this case, the shutter, whatever you want to call it, is already connected. It's attached to the window in some fashion. But here, with this drape that you're going to put over the sukkah, Rashi says, "Anon sahadei dlo mevatel legabe sukkah usofa litlo." The canopy that's on the sukkah is going to be moved. You're going to take it off at some point. It's not attached. It's not a firm part of the sukkah. So that's the distinction, Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he did not have a definitive psak and avoided the question altogether. All right, let me
So I
grab
have to
a.
tell you, it was followed up by Vivi Derren sent a follow-up text saying she knows that's not true. It's fake news. Was somebody from the class she gives who posted that, and Vivi responded, "I don't know what the truth is. I just,
I don't know where people come up with all these. That's why I stay
I
on all
don't
these
know.
WhatsApp groups. I
Maybe
would still say Kapitel Tehillim anyway. Why not? We missed today. Let me grab a cigarette.
sure."
Doesn't hurt to say Kapitel. Just one.
Okay, I happen to have here. Hold on, which one is on my phone? Can we do Kuf Kaf Bet 122?
All right, seems like a good choice to me. All right, everyone have their kochabez 122. All right, share my loss to David Sanach, Om dos Hayiraglenu, Bisharayef, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Havnuya, Yersha Tisham alush fatin shifte ya edus Yisrael. All right, we
Thank
share
you.
Bessar Stavos.
Was nice, yeah.
Of course. All right, thank you to Toby and
You.
looks like Erwin and Phyllis were on as well. I see your names there. And all right, thank you for logging on. And to the rest of our friends hearing this post recording, thank you for listening as well. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos and for those fasting an easy tinus.
You too.